Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my podcast. In this one, I want to share just 3 points briefly about the shift in a way that probably you might have thought of, probably it might have been a passing thought in your mind. The shift, what is the shift really about? The shift is about earth, the earth itself, the physical earth, the bodies that you are incorporating right now, listening to this. Our bodies are shifting, everything on the landscape is shifting, the entire earth and all species upon it are shifting together as a collective. The earth is one system after all. Everything here in earth is embodied in form in different elementals, right? The earth, wind, fire, water, everything that we call ether, everything is contained like in a closed container. It's a closed system where all beings come, play out a certain while, and leave. So everything here in earth being embodied in one frequency or another, but as a soul, you have no agenda other than love, joy, and expansion. There is no agenda other than that for the soul. From the soul perspective, it doesn't care what happens on earth. It doesn't care if the whole system collapses on itself and goes back into the void. Because it is forever, something that is forever. Just think for a moment from a soul perspective, something that is eternal and infinite in nature. Why would it care about what happens here on this tiny little planet? Well, it just desires love, joy, and expansion. And that is what you and I and everyone here is trying to bring to the earth plane through civilizations, through history, through times. This is the essence of what we are trying to do here on this earth plane. Our journey as individual and collective here is about this game. But now what is happening in the shift since 1987 and little beyond that even, and moving into the future also, up till 2040 is the core of the shift where the Pluto is moving through Capricorn. We'll cover that in other podcasts, and I have already covered it a little before also, the astrology of the shift. So as it moves, as we are going as Earth through other portions of the galaxy, the newer portions of the galaxy, we are always moving into different parts of the galaxy. We have different kind of light energy coming in and transmuting our DNA. We are changing our cellular structure to incorporate higher frequencies, higher knowledge. It comes in the form of higher knowledge. It comes in the form of higher understanding, better ways of living, cooperating, better ways of living with the physical earth, not destroying things in the process. As we have done in past civilizations got carried away with too much of egotistical benefit, like what will this be of use to me? The concept of use and abuse was very heavy in the past civilizations, and that is buried in our ancestral DNA, and that's what we are trying to get rid of. But anyway, we are having an accelerated evolution of humans and all species on earth. That's what the shift is about. It's about Earth. It's about your physical body. That's why your physical bodies are changing, your sleep patterns are changing, your thoughts are changing. Everything is changing at a very rapid pace. The pace is extremely fast right now. Next point I wanted to share with you. In 3D, in three dimensions, the existence we are all living in, what we can touch, feel, taste, all the five senses, the best we could do is become the highest potential of what is possible for us. Now, one of the big ways I have found is studying your Vedic astrology chart. Investigate your chart, understand your propensities, talents, abilities, weaknesses, what you should avoid, what you should go in for, as in terms of your job, your career, your family, your relationships, and so on and so forth. Where you can shine the most in your personal beautiful life. You have a personal life. You can't ignore that. You are having a day-to-day experience of everything. Well, it doesn't matter what age you are. Depending upon different age groups, you have different kind of, I wouldn't say issues or challenges, different kind of energies before you that you are trying to accomplish through. It might be in a young age where you are thinking of education, then later about relationships, then later about jobs. So we pass through these phases of life which we call age or age groups, and we are trying to become the highest potential possible. It's like one of those things we say, we are trying to be the best we can. Yes, all of you are, you and I included. That's the best you can do in 3D. Last point I wanted to leave you with. This is a big one, and it goes a little more deeply esoteric. Is we are deleting and dissolving old stories of ancestry line baggages. We all have bodies, physical bodies, which we have inherited through parents and family lineage. Now, the family lineages all over the earth have got their individual family baggages. Doesn't matter where they are, they all have some kind of a baggage. And what do I mean by baggage? They have got unresolved energies within themselves. Our bodies, therefore, have physical unresolved energies, emotions, health issues, physical health issues. All this is going on right now. The dissolution of old stories and ancestral line baggages is taking place through the bodies. Like I said in the first point, it is about earth. It is not about soul. Soul doesn't really care about any of the stuff. But we are here as a sort of a task force. The light workers everywhere around the world are like a task force, spiritual task force. They are saying, okay, I will go into this lineage in New Zealand or in America or in Latin America or in India or in Europe or in Africa, anywhere in the earth. They are being born in family lineages of some or the other kind, and they are resolving it through their bodies, through their system, through their understanding, and changing it, transmuting it, dissolving it, releasing it back into wherever it came from. Because what is any idea that was conceived even by our ancestry lines? It's just an idea. It's just a point of view. It's just a judgment of something. It's just something that the ego holds on to dearly. The ego structure is of each one of us is basically just that. It's a fixed standpoint. Even if you take from Vedic astrology or astrology perspective, each one of the 12 ascendants is just a fixed standpoint. You hold on to something as, no, I believe this is right and that is wrong. All the rights and the wrongs. All the goods and the bads. So this point of views are being dissolved first. Why? Well, unless we get rid of the old, whatever is in the glass, until we get rid of that, we can't put new stuff or a new way of living. We are saying this is the shift, but shift into what? Shift into something new. Well, how are you going to bring something new if you've got already glass full? You need to empty that glass full of old stuff first, isn't it? Whatever was in the glass. That's one of the things that is happening right now. We are removing stuff from our bodies, parents, families, lineages, each one of us, wherever we are born, in our own way. Therefore, what is shifting, you might find, is your dreams, your food preferences, your choices that you make in life. Everything is shifting in a way which is completely new. So as easily as it is said, that is, we are going into a new way of being. Well, how are you going to understand the new way of being when all you have been told or your body holds as family lineage is old stories? Even forgetting this current lifetime where you have been told stories about what is right and what is wrong in your culture, in your race, religion, etc. So we have plenty of stories going around, but that's not reality. Story is not a reality. They are just stories. So we are removing that right now. And once that is removed, a new way of being comes, and this is where the challenge really happens about what must we do with this new way of being. Well, first of all, sit with it. Don't try to be in a hurry. This is my suggestion. Don't try to be in a hurry to implement anything straight away, because you don't know what the new way of being is. You're just like a glass fully emptied, and now new stuff has to come from some place X, some other place. You don't know where, you don't know how. You're just being an open glass, ready to receive things. What you do have is your soul power of discernment. What you do have is checking everything with respect to lightness and heaviness. Does this feel light to you? Does this feel heavy to you? Does this feel like it is making another victim out of you, or does it feel like empowering to you? Does this feel like joy, love, and happiness, which is the essence of my soul, or does it not? This is the only discernment point that I have found practical, and what you can hold when you are being glass empty or more and more empty. It's a question of degrees and slow. It's a nurturing process, a slow process. It has to be, because if it transmutes everything in a flash of a second, there'll be just insanity. It's like 8 billion people are just going around glass empty. Now what do I do? That's the first question. Who am I, and what do I do, and what do I make in this world? My life doesn't make any sense anymore. Everything seems like scrambled eggs all over the place. So it's a gradual process, and yet it's a rapid process. So this is where the shift gets really tricky. I want you to understand this. There's nothing wrong going on here. It's a beautiful process of transmutation, of chrysalis, of caterpillar becoming a butterfly. It's a new phase we are approaching collectively as Earth and everything upon it, all animals included, plants included, all the elementals included. All of us are shifting together. This is a collective exercise. And yet, there is an individuality to it, because you and I have to live our daily life. We have to make ourselves be more in joy, peace, and love. It's not just about talents and abilities. It's not just about professions. It's not just about relationships. There is something much larger than us going on individually. To acknowledge this is very crucial, I have found, in daily life. I am part of something bigger. Something bigger is going on here. Something more vast, more incomprehensible to me at this stage. And I'm okay with that for now. I'm okay with not understanding everything fully. For today. Just for today. Tomorrow it might bring something else. Tomorrow might bring some other challenges. Some other things for me to get my head around. And all you can use, like I said, is your soul power of discernment. And allow it to explain things to you. All right? I'll leave you with this much. Take care. Be safe, beautiful people.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.